Hello everyone, welcome back to Style Study and of course the Style Study show. I thought that the best way to kind of come back, you may not have even realized that I've gone, but I thought the best way for me to come back was to just do a podcast episode and kind of fill you in, talk about my story and what's been going on, because I'm guessing that you guys have a lot of questions as to what has happened. We're going to talk about why it was beneficial that I took some time out, how I felt when I took the time out, what is going on in 2022, and all about the new year and goal setting. So without further ado, we're going to hop right in. Welcome to the Stylish Study Show. I'm your host, Ella Harmony, the founder of Stylish Study. This is the podcast for the students who want to achieve their dream grades, have a clear guide to success, and level up to live their best life. I myself went from being miserable with failing grades to reaching my full potential and getting A stars. Today, I'm here to share with you everything I learned along the way, so let's dive straight into this episode. So, I've been gone for about 3 months, and do you know what? I'm gonna lay it all on the table. It feels really weird for me to open up about this because I haven't really talked about it, and obviously there are quite a few of you listening. So I went through a really traumatic breakup, and you know, it's just one of those things that happens in life. It wasn't until the breakup happened that I realized how on the floor my mental health was. For kind of like the 3 months before the breakup, so since what, like May time, to be honest, even at the start of Stylish Study, my mental health was on the floor. Like, I look back at memories and I look back at videos and I'm like, yeah, like I was surviving, but I wasn't thriving. And for me, that I can like really tell, I'm sure you guys wouldn't have probably told, because things that happen online and on social media all the time, it's easy to like show up and show your best bits. And don't get me wrong, like I obviously had very happy times and I was still myself and I was still just achieving things and like carrying on, but I actually look back and I'm like, whoa, I was sad, which is really horrible and really like awful to like talk about. But I'm going to be here. I'm here to be really open and really honest. And I'm open and honest about pretty much everything. And being open and honest about this, I think, is really important. And your mental health is just so, like, literally the most important thing. I can't even stress it. So, yeah, that's what happened, basically. When it happened, I was kind of, okay, I'll take a month off and then I'll come back. But I really hit just a wall where I couldn't even look at my laptop. I've still packed orders and I've still kept up with things as and where I've needed to. But apart from that, I've been pretty much just looking after myself. I'm not gonna lie, I probably watched Gogglebox for about a month straight because that's all I felt like I could possibly do. And some days even that felt like too much. And that is not me. Like, if I am not like busy, like working on building an empire and studying, then I am like, I'm not even me. So it was really out of character, but really, really needed. I had to take that time off. It was a need rather than a want. And I've never taken that much time off before, except probably when I finished my exams. And then I guess like lockdown, because I like didn't have any school going on. That's been like the longest time I've ever had off. So yeah, it feels weird, but it's so good to be back. I'm currently sat back up in the office. I've been finding myself, as cringe and cliche as that sounds. And I really feel like I've dealt with things in a very healthy way. I have started some medication, which I might talk about maybe at some point. If you know me and you've heard about my struggles with my mental health, I've had anxiety since I was about 11. Never had any medication for it or anything like that, but I was at a point where I was pretty much desperate for any help. And ever since I've been on it, I have just felt kind of like, I hate to say it, but like normal. Not that I wasn't normal before, but I have felt, yeah, just like okay and able to do things, and I've already come out of my shell, and these are all really exciting things I can't wait to talk about. This might sound like a completely different Ella, because my friends have been like, wow, it's like having the old Ella back, which really makes my heart sing. It makes me so happy. Things are just really good. I absolutely had to hit rock bottom to go back up again. And just because I'm here now, like smiling and laughing, probably the first like month or so was really one of the hardest times in my life to ever get through, because of various different reasons, some not even relating to what was going on in my life, some were other completely different things. But anyway, yes, it's been a very, very challenging end to 2021, but 2022 has started in the best possible way. I have never felt more me and felt more inspired and ready and raring to go than now. Yeah, that's kind of my update, I guess. I think that I am trying to find the point of today's episode. Let me get to it. I think that I am just trying to say that rest and recovery is so, so, so important. I could have probably pushed myself to get back to work after the first 2 weeks, I think. Like, that's when I was not at all better, but I was starting to get better. I've been over the worst of it, is basically what I'm trying to say. I think I did actually try and force myself to get back to work. So I was like, this is not me. Like, I am not doing anything right now. Like, I cannot possibly just sit and do nothing. But after about a month, I released that control and that guilt of forcing myself to do work. And I was like, look, I am going to have to get back to this when I am able to and when I am ready to. I am in a very fortunate position where I do work for myself, but I did have uni deadlines that I had to meet, because In the time that I've been away, I have started my degree. I haven't even told you guys really about that. I started my degree in business, which is really fun, at the Open Uni. So yeah, I've had to submit 3 assignments at this point, like 3 like assessments, and do all the work for that and do all the learning and all the reading and all of that. So I could take time off in a sense, which is, I was quite lucky, but I also couldn't at the same time. Basically, what I'm trying to say is that I needed that time to really rest and recover, and I had to put those normal beliefs of guilt to the back of my mind and be like, if I don't recover now, I don't know what's going to happen. I just have to focus on that, and I have to focus on like just getting through and just recovering. Mental illness and anything to do with your moods and your mental health is just as important and is just as consuming as something physical. That is something that I really want to talk about in Stylish Study, because yeah, my mental health did get in the way of my work for a bit, and also my mental health was really affecting my work up until that point where I had to take a few months off. But listen to me now. I am back. I am recovered. I am ready to kick 2022's big fat butt. I'm here. I am thriving like I've literally never thrived before. Anyone that is going through a hard time, please, please, please take this also as a lesson, or I guess a case study of someone that has been through a really rough time the last few months, but she is back and she is conquering. So, what have I done during that time? In the last 3 months, like I said, I did spend about a full month watching Gogglebox, really, really just doing the absolute bare minimum. Didn't really force myself to do anything. Like I said, the first few weeks was a struggle where I was trying to force myself to be normal, but I quickly realized that even like I couldn't do that, and even someone that loves to be productive, I just couldn't force myself to do that. So it was, yeah, just a lot of rest and recovery. I got a counsellor again. Again, that's something that I've had 3 counsellors before this one. but with COVID and everything, it was quite hard to keep up with a counsellor. So I have found one quite close by and she has been an absolute godsend. I have turned that sort of negative energy into positive healing energy, which I really, really suggest for anyone that is going through anything right now. Just trying to deal with things in a healthy way is really challenging. Like facing up to the feelings and facing up to how you're actually doing can be really scary and really challenging and really hard to get through. But once you have faced it, you're one step closer to being healed and feeling so much better. So I got a counsellor. I also got my first tattoo. Oh my goodness. Like, I told you I was a different person. I got a tattoo. It was a tribute to my grandpa who unfortunately passed away, I think 4 years ago now. But it's just his handwriting and it's really tiny. It's on my ribs, so you can't really see it. But I did that. I also have been to Mexico during this time, about a month or a month and a half after the breakup. My parents took me to Mexico, which was incredible, and I am so, so, so lucky. And it was the first time that I'd really felt like, oh, okay, I'm gonna be okay. Like, I can have fun. Like, this is fun. This is me. Basically, me and my family, we like live for holidays. It's really something that is very close to our hearts. And not being able to do that for like 2 years, pretty much, and having several holidays cancelled because of it has just been a bit meh, like a bit awful. I mean, obviously not the most important thing going in the world, and being safe is super, super important. And I'm not saying like, woe is me because I haven't been able to go on holiday. Like, please don't think that I'm saying that. But it has just been one of those things that I do really enjoy that I haven't been able to do because of rules, etc., etc. So being able to actually go away and be in a hot country was, it just felt like the most amazing feeling in the world. So we were obviously COVID safe, all of that, but it was really, really amazing. And then in this time, I have just grown so close to my friends, which just puts a massive smile on my face even talking about it. I didn't realize how isolated I was, and I didn't realize, like I've said before, just how sad I was, really, which is really horrible to even talk about, but yeah. And now I'm around good vibes. My tribe is very good. The vibe is very high. We're doing lots of fun things. I've been able to battle so many anxiety obstacles that was in my way due to the medication and the counseling and just being in this new, like, new life. I mean, it's not a new life, but you know what I mean. In this new headspace, new mind frame, new situation. Is what I'm gonna say. That was really, really good, and that is how my 2021 ended awfully. But then the last sort of month and a half of 2021 was just absolutely incredible, and I just dedicated it to pretty much just having fun and doing things that really make me happy to try and find myself again, because I'd lost that. And trying to find things that I just really enjoyed and not putting too much pressure on myself, but just trying to embrace everything and just, yeah, be like, wow, you got through this. Now, like, we're gonna have some fun and things are gonna get better. So I did have guilt, like I said, but health over wealth, whether it is your physical health, whether it is your mental health, that over work and everything. That is, health is wealth. Health is wealth. That's basically what's been going on. Like I said, I started uni, which has been really good. Like I said, handed in 3 assignments, and I am just about to start my 4th module now. I think it's my fourth, which is really fun. And I've been really enjoying that. So I'm actually going to be sharing my uni study journey on my more like personal accounts. So I have a personal Instagram, which if you want to go check it out, is @ellaharmony_. That is @ellaharmony_. And I also have a YouTube channel as well, which I am sharing the Open Uni stuff, behind the scenes of Stylish Study, and all that good stuff. So that is Ella Harmony. But if you go to my personal Instagram, it's linked down in the bio, just to make it a bit easier. So yeah, I'm really excited to share my uni journey and more of that, and also what's going on at Stylish Study. What are my intentions for 2022? My intentions for 2022 is the year of the butterfly. Every year I try and give myself a like word of the year or like a symbol. And I say every year, I only started doing this last year. So last year my word of the year was trust. Goodness me, did I need trust? I needed trust the process, like trust you'll get through this. Trust everything is going to be fine. Trust you're on the right path. So this year is the butterfly. Which don't tell my mum, but I think it might be my second tattoo that I might get. Basically, I've been talking to my counsellor and she said it's gonna be my like rebirth year, and my new circumstances are like my rebirth and all of that kind of stuff. And I really, really genuinely like feel it inside. And so what is a rebirth but a butterfly? So that's going to be basically my like intention for 2022. Also, it's basically just going to be the year of me, essentially. That is it. The year of me, the year of working, the year of doing everything fun and just focusing on me, myself, my happiness, you guys, my personal brand, all of that stuff. All of those things, everything to do with me, just being me, putting myself as number one priority, that is 2022. And I am so excited. I would love to know what your guys' intentions are for this year. Drop me like a DM on Instagram. I would love to hear them, or drop them in the comments. But yeah, I would love to hear what your intentions are for 2022. I think it's going to be a really, really good year. And I know that sounds really cringe and really cliche, but I feel it, and I'm feeling it for all of us. I'm spreading out good vibes. Anyone listening to this right now, I'm blessing you with the best year, and we're going to have a best year, and I'm going to be here with you every step of the way. I've got my 110% focus on you guys, your success, and everything that is coming up for Stylish Study, and yeah, all of those good things. So before I end today's very, very kind of rambly catch-up episode, I thought I would talk about how I'm going to achieve my goals. Give me, again, a little message. Leave a review if you want to hear more of this stuff. But my goal planning process for the start of the year always starts with a vision board. If you guys know what a vision board is, then you guys are 10 out of 10 already there. You are going to be one step ahead of the game. If you made your vision board in the Best You challenge that we did over summer, then 10 out of 10 points to you. But anyway, I start with the vision board. I'm like, what do I want to achieve? Where do I want to go? Normally with a vision board, things can be quite materialistic, and that is fine. If that is what is going to drive you, go for it. I do have some also like non-materialistic things on there, and like just things I want to achieve. But yeah, getting a vision board and visually sticking things up. You can do it as a magazine collage. I use free prints to make sure that I can print off a load of photos, great quality, get sent to my house. And I pay, I think it's like $2.99 for shipping. $2.99 and you get like 50 photos, I think. And then I've been breaking up this year into quarterly goals, giving myself three big goals for the year and then breaking that up into quarters. And then I am literally doing this right now on my laptop as we speak. I am planning ahead for the year and breaking up everything into really, really small chunks so that by the time I get round to doing day by day during the year, I know exactly what I'm doing and exactly what that goal is for. If you want to know a bit more about goal planning, we have our goal planning set available on stylishstudy.com/shop, and you can go there and you can purchase our goal planning set. It's literally how I plan my day every single day, and it really breaks things down. Make sure you're on the bigger picture for your life and for your studies and for your success. We've had some really amazing reviews on them, and they are made of 100% recycled paper. So good for the environment and good for your studying and good for your planning as well. That's kind of roughly how I'm gonna achieve my goals. Making sure that I put action plans in is going to be really, really helpful. I've already planned out basically every single podcast episode for this year, so get ready. It is going to be a year full of stuff for you guys. I'm really, really excited. So I really hope that you guys enjoyed this episode. Thanks so much for listening to my update. I really hope that you guys kind of know what's gone on and what's happened in my life. It's been, like I said, a really difficult 3 months. But also towards the end of those 3 months, a really, really incredible time with friends and family and people that I love. And I had a great Christmas. Oh yeah, well, it was Christmas. And a great new year. So let me know what your guys' year intention is, and if you've already started planning your year. By the time that this goes out, I'm sure it's going to be a little bit later in January, but there is no reason why you cannot start your year plan today. Please, if you haven't already done one, don't think that it's too late. There is no set date where things need to be done by. You can plan your whole year starting in March and just do it March to March. Whenever you feel is good for you, get on it and get one step closer to your goals, and let's be successful together. So hope you have a wonderful week, and I will catch up with you guys in the next episode. If you haven't already, please give the podcast a rating on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe as well if you feel like you want to hear these episodes every single time they come out. And yeah, I will catch up with you next time. Goodbye. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I really hope you enjoyed it. Let us know what you think by leaving us a review. And for more fun, make sure you follow us on our socials at stylishstudy_ and head to stylishstudy.com/free-ebook. That's stylishstudy.com/free-ebook for your free guide to grade boosting success. Catch you next week.